The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing today, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, buddy. I really am. And we're into full spring mode here. And hey, next weekend is the kickoff, unofficial kickoff of the summer with Memorial Day weekend. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Sure, I know. So quick.
Yep. So it's kind of early this year, you know, Memorial Day, which is great. You know, in a lot of aspects, it gives the shore businesses that are dependent upon, summertime activity, an extra week or two to get things rocking and rolling.
I got to correct you on something.
What?
Because you've done this to me twice now, once on the air and once
off
the air. You keep saying Memorial Day is early. It's the 30th.
Wow.
Silence. I think I've never silenced you like
that. I guess you're right. I guess you're right. You're 100% correct.
You said that to me one other day, and I'm going through, my calendar, and I'm like, why did he say it was early?
Memorial Day's late this week. I feel bad for the business owners down there. I don't know, man. You're right. You are obviously 100% correct, but to me, I guess it just feels like it came so quick, like it shouldn't be Memorial Day yet.
See that? I got you before the compliance department said you're out there spreading false words that the Memorial Day's early this year.
There's a chance we may get a letter back from the compliance department on that. You're right. You're very, very right. They're going to give us a new disclaimer to put on. You have to disclaim that you may not be accurate on your dates of holidays.
But all joking aside, it's the 30th.
I know. Yeah.
Crazy.
Great point. Yep. Great point. But, so it, in any event, it is next week, and to me, it doesn't feel like it should be Memorial Day yet. I guess maybe the weather just hasn't been, all that great. We haven't really had that springtime, feeling yet. I don't know.
90s this weekend.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, but that's great. Yep. That's great, So, you want to talk about the markets? You want to just keep talking about fluff?
Yeah, let's talk about the markets.
All right. So it's still rough sledding out there, folks. Yeah. Another rough week here this week, and we're seeing some extremely tough days out there. And there's a lot of headwinds right now into the market, and folks, you got to pay attention to what's going on out there. And the biggest thing is, there's like a total complete mixed bag of earnings and results that are coming out right now, right? You see Home Depot came out with their earnings, and they absolutely crushed their expectations, right? They did great. And then you came out and you had, two examples, Walmart and Target, who absolutely, threw up clunkers. So, what is that telling us out there? When I saw the Home Depot report during the week, I said to myself, well, that's encouraging. And then to be followed up by the Walmart and the Target, and I was like, what do I make of this?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the thing now is like you said, Doug, the market actually had a couple of nice days going back to the previous Friday, and then I think a follow-through on the Monday with a really nice day, and it felt like we had a little something going, and then like you said, one of the days during the week, two of the major retailers reported some misses on their earnings, if you will, and the market just basically freaked out, for lack of better words, right? I mean, you know, it was...
Well, dude, when Walmart and Target miss, you know, and there's a lot to be said for their misses, okay? Because as we discussed during the week in the office, and by the way, this is not an endorsement for or against either one of these companies or any of these companies, anybody we talk about here, we're just talking about data, is that last year the earnings were phenomenal. And earnings were phenomenal because we think a lot of people were all pent up because of COVID. They had extra money. The government was pumping money into the system like mad. And then people had money to go out and spend. So that may not have been a realistic bar to try to overcome again. But in the investment world, in the analysis world, the analysts and all that stuff, that doesn't matter. They want to know, it's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah. And also, too, Doug, because of the inflationary period that we're in, corporate numbers are being manipulated. And what I mean by that, I'll explain in a second, is that prices are rising for the corporations to put their goods on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they pass it along to the consumer,
which they are,
not everybody, but if they don't, your earnings are going to take a hit because that same widget you put on the shelf that used to cost the store $4 is now costing $4.50. That's 50 cents less of profit. To the same token, if you are passing along the cost to the consumer and you raise the price from $4, say, to $4.50, your sales are going up because you can look at from the year before and say, oh, sales were up. But yeah, they jacked everything up because their prices, they're flowing it through the consumer. So you're seeing a lot of craziness, mm-hmm. you know, for lack of better words. And that's what's causing, Doug, I think also in the markets, this choppiness, because if it's like the slightest piece of bad news is now deemed a catastrophe, you know. And I spoke to you earlier this week off the record, just, you know, talking a little bit, giving opinions to each other. And, you know, there's a side of the economy right now. They're hiking interest rates. Why? Because they want to slow the consumer down, right? They want to bust the inflation. But then the minute they get retail results that's saying the consumer's slowing down, it's a catastrophe.
Yep.
So, see, you know, to me, and I've said this numerous times, it's like blood pressure. It's almost like, you know, they can't get it regulated. The economy's out of sync right now. It's out of whack. And it doesn't mean everything's bad or everything's good. It's just we got to get it set, you know, and it's like it almost feels like, OK, today it's too low. Tomorrow it's too high. We just can't hit that right zone yet. And until that happens, everything's a big issue.
Yeah, it is. And quite frankly, in my opinion, we'll see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. I think we're there. I think that the interest rate increases and the inflation have brought this economy to a much slower pace than it was at.
Well, and they also said that the sharp downturn in the market for the first 4.5 months of the year would also contribute to slowing down the
sure.
economy, because you and I have said it 1,000 times. People, although when their statements come home, it's not what they're living off, it's cash flow what they're living off, but they look at their statements, they look at their 401k. Oh, my 401k statement's doing great. Yeah, let's do this. Let's, you know, remodel this at the house. Let's go on that vacation. All of a sudden, you see your 401k took a hit. You kind of tighten the belt a little bit and say, let's slow up here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be playing into it too already.
Yeah, it could. And then China came out and cut their interest rates.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, that's could be viewed as a very positive thing for the markets. We'll see how that, you know, how that plays out. But so here we've got the United States that, you know, we're increasing interest rates right now to try to slow the, you know, the economy down. And I think, in my opinion, the economy slowed down. We'll see. And you've got China, who's cutting their interest rates, trying to boost their economy right now. And, you know, globally, hopefully that'll have a positive impact. And there's a lot of companies that do business in China that are dependent upon interest rates over there that could very well benefit. And that's why all the things that we're talking about here, the inflation, the interest rates in the United States, the interest rates in other countries, inflation in other countries. This is why people, in my opinion, you need to have professional money management going on with your funds here. There's no doubt about it. And the other thing that I wanted to bring to light, and we're going to talk about this a little further as we go on during the show, Mike, is the big importance for people about making sure that when you have financial strategies that include investments in them, that you are an investor, not a trader. There's a very, very big difference between the two. People will say, you know, what are you guys doing in the, in the light of the market right now? We're like, well, just kind of maybe adjusting the asset allocations a little bit, but not too much. We're built for, you know, times like this. There, you know, we know times like these are going to happen, but there's people out there who think that you should be jumping in and out of, you know, positions here. And we don't think that. I mean, you need to be an investor, not a trader.
Yeah, it's well said. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Doug, because, you know, it's interesting because when things are going well, people are very comfortable being an investor and
yep.
having their, you know, having their strategies in place and everything's clicking along. But the minute you get a downturn, we should be trading. Get out today. Get back in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Get out till it gets better. You know, and I was trying to explain to one person this week, there's no signal or flag that goes off or gun that goes off saying, boom, everything's good again. You know, get back. So you got to, like you said, are you an investor or what are you doing here? And how does it fit how does your strategy fit you?
I haven't met anybody yet where their overall financial strategy is trading.
Yeah.
Right. I've met, you know, back in the day in the late 90s when day trading was kind of like in vogue, I know a lot of people who lost their shirts doing it. You know, I've met very few people who told me I killed it day trading and I'm still killing it day trading. Right.
Yeah.
It's just, I haven't met anybody. I'm sure there's somebody in the world who's done it.
Yeah.
Right. But I haven't met them. And, you know, when you look at everything, you know, you turn around now. I was talking to some people yesterday about home purchases, and I was talking to a guy whose sons are both they're done with school now. They're in their early to mid-20s. They're starting on their career paths, but the projection of buying a home is just not there for them. It's not affordable. It's not attainable. They don't have the money for the down payment because, you know, housing prices in this area of the country are so high right now. And yeah, maybe if interest rates had stayed at the 2.5% or 3%, they could have had a better opportunity. But now that mortgage rates are 5 or north of 5, the opportunity is shrinking on them. And it's just a difficult overall circumstance right now for people out there. And, you know, you just got to work through it. And you got to make sure you're doing the right things because, you know, borrowing money is more expensive today than it was 3 months ago.
Sure, sure. And you know, in the end, it's going to come down to rates going up will affect housing.
Okay? No doubt.
It's just right now, that's not the primary focus. The primary focus is trying to get this inflationary under control. And the other thing, too, Doug, I got to tell you, and again, I think this is my opinion, but I think the gasoline prices are just out of control and something needs to be done to kind of bust that fever, if you will. It's like we're at 102 fever here and we can't get the patient sick, and we know we got other issues, but we got to get the fever down before we can fix the other issues. And I think gasoline's the fever, in my opinion, in the sick economy.
There is no argument or doubt about it to you. We spoke about this during the week. Like, folks, you have to realize one thing is that, yeah, we come on here and we talk to you about things, but Mike and I are regular people just like you guys are,
yeah.
Right? We just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information and put it all together for you. You know how to do something we don't know how to do. I promise you of that. So we have conversations in the office the same as you guys have. And I'll give you an example. Wednesday was my wife's birthday, and I was telling Mike, we went out to a restaurant. Now, a restaurant that we typically go to, and I had one drink, my wife had a drink, my mother-in-law had a drink. We had, you know, three meals, Ava and Jack split a pizza, we had a couple appetizers and a dessert, and it was $200, you know, and that's a lot more than that typically would have been. That typically would have been $150, $160
yeah.
bill.
Yeah.
You know, when each thing goes up by $7 or $8, you know, there you have it. It's easy to accumulate another $50. Now, knock on wood, thankfully, that doesn't that doesn't impact us right now. If it's 160 or 200, we were still going to go out and celebrate my wife's birthday. But I understand that not everybody's in that same circumstance. And when things like food at restaurants and gasoline and all that stuff is coming up, you know, and getting you, it's not easy right now. And we get it. And a lot of people are panicking because they don't have appropriate financial strategies in place.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and Doug, last week's show, we were talking about, you know, income asset-based strategies for retirement. And, you know, when you go through these periods of time, and you're in an asset-based strategy, it's tough. It's difficult because the markets are getting hit. There's shaky days. There's some, you know, mind-blowing days in the market. And then you turn around, you go out and go fill up your car, and gas is, you know, $4.50, $4.60 a gallon for regular.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so what do you do? Where do you turn? How do I fix this problem is really what's being asked right now.
Yeah. And is there an easy solution for you? You know, that's the, you know, that's what it's all coming down to. And the answer is, in many cases, no, there's no easy solution for you. But having a plan in place and a strategy in place is, you know, probably the best idea for you, you know? All right. Anything you want to add during this segment?
No.
You know what? Because you touched on it, and we got a lot of positive response last week. When we go into the next segment of the show, I want to talk about specifically about the hybrid approach to retirement.
Yeah.
All right?
Sure.
Because, and I'll talk about some conversations I had with clients this week, okay?
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institutional investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Wouldn't you agree if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And, you know, my kind of want to do an extension of last week in a way, and, you know, just talk about a couple of things here, because got some very positive feedback and response from the show last week. And if you didn't listen to the show last week, just as a little primer here for you, is what we spoke about was the way we see retirement and the different types of retirement. And one is an income-based retirement where you have, you know you don't have many extra assets, but you got a certain amount of money coming through the door every single month, right into the mailbox, boom, not a lot of extra assets on the side. Then there's people who have an asset-based retirement where they don't have much guaranteed income coming through the door, you know, on a monthly basis, but they have assets that they're using to, you know, draw down on and spend. And then there's the hybrid retirement strategy, which is our highly preferred strategy, and that is a blend of the two, where we have a certain amount of guaranteed money coming through the door, we have extra assets on the side, and to us, I think that that's a great blend. So, you know, one of our clients, Mike, left me a message on Saturday, and she called up, and she said she had to mail something back to me. So she's like, I just want to let you know I put it in the mail, and I sent it back to you. Listen to the show today, and I am so happy that I am a hybrid, you know, right. retirement, you know, setup person. Yep. And she's not retired yet. Yeah. Okay? But she's going to be, you know, but she knows her strategy that we had spoken about is a hybrid.
Yeah.
So I think that we should spend a little bit more time talking about the hybrid here a little bit, mm-hmm. because in my opinion, it is kind of like the best of both worlds for people out there, because you have a good, nice, stable, reliable, not going to make me sweat each month, guaranteed amount of income coming through the door. And then you have money on the side if you want to do something extra, if you want to buy something, you want to treat somebody to something, you know, whatever it is, and how that works out.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Doug, as you're saying and thinking more about it, the three scenarios bring up three scenarios, three different things of views of looking at it. And the hybrid, in our opinion, and is the obviously the best scenario, right? Because I got plenty of income coming to the door. I got money on the side in case something comes up, a pile of money on the side. Perfect. I think the first one, the income based, is good. Okay. I think that it's, you know, you and I have said 1,000 times, right? I mean, you get returns, you look at all these investments and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, what matters is cash flow.
Correct.
And we always said sometimes you wonder, right? If somebody said tomorrow, hey, Doug, I'll put money in your mailbox every month. Go live your lifestyle. Go out to dinner. Go on vacation. Enjoy your property. Keep it nice. The whole thing. Do everything you're doing. And you don't ever have to worry about money again. Not too bad, right?
Right. I mean, so, but you don't have any money. You don't have any side money.
Right, right. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have any side money. Not the worst case scenario, but not having the best of both worlds. I have that, and I have money on the side. And then I think the middle one, the asset base, is, you know, in a lot of ways, self-inflicted. And what I mean by that is a lot of people have assets, and they fail to plan to create income mm-hmm. along the way and just say, okay, I have X, and I'm gonna make this happen. That's plenty. So I think, you know, out of the three choices, the hybrid, the best, the income, good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the middle, not that it can't be done, but I think that's the most stressful. And I think it's because of lack of planning causes the stress there.
Well, and lack of certainty, right? There's a very low level of certainty and a high level of hope in the asset-based.
Yeah.
Now listen, asset-based plans can work for people who are very wealthy,
yeah.
live modest lifestyles,
yep.
you know, that could work very, very nicely for them.
Correct.
But I still don't understand for me, from my point of view, is why anybody, regardless of your wealth, wouldn't hybrid it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it for the life of me. I don't care. You could tell me, but Doug, I got $10 million in the bank. Okay, great. But why don't we do something that's going to guarantee your $100,000 a year through the door, whatever that number is, you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't we do that?
Yeah, yeah. I agreed. And I think the asset base also, Doug, the problem with that is you can run in periods of time that things are very good, market's very good, mm-hmm. nothing's going on, but it's when you get into these real stressful periods, 2001, 2008, the right. pandemic of 20 and this year.
Right.
That's when there's some white knuckling going on, if you will.
Mike, here's like when you have an asset-based retirement strategy, and folks, again, that what that means is that you've got money wherever it is in an investment account, in a retirement account, in a bank account, whatever, and you just draw off that on a monthly basis, you know, money that you need. You just take it out, right? You just take it out. And when it's gone and you don't have any more. So, you know, that when you're going through a time like we're going through right now, there's been periods of time like when Those other times that you mentioned in the past were very, very, very different than they are today. And here's the reason why. During those periods of time when the markets were getting hammered, the government had tools in the toolbox to help the recovery. And that was, i.e., reduce interest rates, make money more affordable, and help stimulate the economy. The exact opposite is happening right now. We're going through a very challenging time in the market. The government is not introducing that tool. In fact, they are maybe causing what's going on in the markets right now. So it is an extremely stressful time and worrisome time for people to come out of that, because in those previous times, what you saw is you saw oil prices come down, you saw gas prices come down, you know, that you didn't see a bad market and oil prices going up, gas prices going up. It was completely different than it is today.
Yeah, like, I'm just a believer of that. If you have your income guaranteed, and you have, so that means your lifestyle is guaranteed, It takes the complete stress off a period of time like this. You know what I'm saying? On your other investments, or what should I do? Or what should I do with those investments? Because, you know, and I think it, you know, like Warren Buffett said, right, Doug? What? He always says, what? I don't know what today in the market or next month or, you know, next week, but
right,
5 years out type of thing. You know, I believe the market. I believe in the U.S. the markets are going to be better and higher and all that type of stuff. And in essence, it takes making terrible decisions when things are bad off your plate, when you have your income and your lifestyle. You know, we always talk about having your income, but it's really your lifestyle.
Well, that's what we're looking at. Yeah, that's
right?
I mean, the end of the day.
It's being able to go out this weekend and not worry, was the market up or down on Friday? Because you know your lifestyle's okay. Go enjoy your Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. You know, I had clients come in on Tuesday for a review, and they were totally in the accumulation phase, and they're still in the accumulation phase, and they're both 59 years old this year. So they said, listen to the show last week, and do you think that it's time for us to really start focusing on our income strategy for retirement? And I said, all right, guys, yeah, you know, it really is. I'm glad you brought it up. I was going to bring it up. When's the goal to retire? And they said, well, 2025, 2027. What do you think is best, Doug? And I said, well, I can't answer that question for you. You'll decide when you want to retire. But let me talk to you about a couple of things. Is that if we go in 2025 for you guys, we're going to have some medical insurance costs to, you know, to pick up for a couple of years until you guys are eligible for Medicare. So we have to keep that into the formula. So we got to think about it. And they said, okay. And then, you know, the wife said to me, she goes, you know, let's do one of those hybrid plans, you know, like you spoke about. And I said, well, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. And there we were, and we set up the strategy for them, and we're implementing it as, you know, as we speak. And because they are in the perfect sweet spot right now to set that up. And if you want to set something up like that, the beauty of it is, Mike, the earlier you start, the easier it is to accomplish.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and I don't want to cut you off, but people that have come to us and say, okay, I'm 58, I'm 59, whatever, and I want to start getting set up and have a retirement plan, if we're able to do it, we set you up with the hybrid where we say, okay, you know your income's this, this, that at these ages. Go off, keep working, keep doing what you're doing. Take the stress off your neck, you know what I'm saying? Because we've had people that have come in and said, I can't take the job. I can't take my boss. You know, I need to get out. I need to get out. And the minute they hear, they're set up with a hybrid plan and go work, because we're almost working the clock and not so much the plan, because the plan's set now.
Mm-hmm.
They become a different person.
Yeah. And when you start in the 58, 59, 60, 61, you know, when you start earlier, it's easier to accomplish. And, you know, then it allows you to say, all right, and now it helps the hybrid strategy, because now it gives you those remaining years to accumulate additional dollars, right? If you're going to, you know, money, additional dollars in a 401k or, you know, wherever you're doing it to really develop the pot.
How many times, Doug, we've come across people with a lot of 401k money and they're able to know that their retirement, their hybrid retirement is going to be set up. And we've actually asked them to go ahead and start saving more on the non-qualified, the more non-retirement money because they were weak in that area, and they're so good in the retirement area, shift gears a little bit here over that little stretch of period before you retire.
Sure. And then, you know, the other thing that people need to consider and take a look at, and it's something that I've been talking to people about a lot, is using, you know, in a 401k, using the Roth provision.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's really a very good tool. A lot of people will tell us, well, I don't have extra money to save on the outside. I say, okay, but we can almost accomplish the same thing by using a Roth provision inside of your 401k, right? Because now we're building up a pot of money that's not going to have any tax liability on it when you take it out. So when we've got a hybrid plan set up and the asset, extra asset part of the plan has money in it in a tax-exempt circumstance, that's a pretty good setup.
Sure is.
You know?
Yeah.
It really, really is. So, you know, folks, we want to go over this stuff with you guys. It's really important. We know, listen, we understand. Most of you, when the market's doing great and the economy's doing great, you don't pay attention to this stuff, and it's really hard to motivate you to do it. And it's when the market starts getting beaten up and you see this and your statements come in that you start to open up your eyes a little bit and you say, hey, you know what? Let's do this. So we would love for you to come in and let's review the strategies with you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We'll have a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation to you. We have offices in Toms River, in Clark, in Parsippany, in Martinsville, meeting facility in Manasquan. If you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. Plus, we're old school. We will come and meet you in your home. We'll do a house call if you'd like. We're modern day. We'll do a video call if you like. Whatever's easiest for you is what we want to do. But we do want to urge you, let's look at this stuff. And let's do it in a fashion that we believe is the smartest fashion going forward. And let's just make sure, you know, we can have as little worry as possible during retirement.
Absolutely, Doug.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of the time and joining us here on the show. And we hope that we're bringing you some good information and some good value. And just remember that you're always welcome to a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. The telephone number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Mike, we're into the segment of the show now where, basically what have you been up to lately and what have you been talking to people about. But something I didn't talk about in the last segment I wanted to touch on was in between the first segment and the second segment, when we take our break is we play a little clip about, a service or something that people can come and do with us and something that we'll look at. And during the first clip was our spot about financial blind spots. Yep. And I had a conversation with somebody this week, and they said to me, it was just ironic, they're like, what I want to do is, I've heard you guys talk on the show, many times, you haven't spoken about it lately, is that, can we take a look at my whole situation and see if I have any blind spots?
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, great idea. You're in the chamber here. Let's do it. So I think that, income planning is one of the financial blind spots that a lot of people have, but so is estate planning and insurance planning. They're all, areas where people have financial blind spots. And really what a blind spot is, it's something that you can't see that there's a problem there,
yeah.
Right? It's like a blind spot in your car. You can't see that there's another car there, but you could get into a bad wreck. Well, the same thing holds true in your financial life.
Sure, absolutely. And, Doug, it's in various areas of your financial world. And, one of the blind spots, like you said, and I'll just talk on it because insurance, through our years of practicing, how many people have we actually met that actually had a proper amount of life insurance calculated the proper way?
Very few.
Yeah. I mean, people just come in and, do you have life insurance? Oh, yeah, we have it. How much? Well, $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that representative of?
Yeah, you don't plan on being dead very long.
Right. What is that going to do for you? That type of thing. In all different phases, is that going to pay the mortgage? Is that going to pay for college? Is that going to create income? And that's like a blind spot. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, Doug? Like, they don't really know, what should I be doing? Or, it's almost like an enlightenment, if you will, of like, oh, that's how I should be calculating. That's how it should be done.
Well, that's the funny thing about blind spots is that you don't know about them until usually it's too late.
Right.
So that's why you have, like a car will have an engineer that's going to design the car and try to minimize blind spots.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're kind of like your financial engineer. We want to minimize your financial blind spots in all different areas of your life. And to your point, life insurance is a big, big issue right now where, it always is. But to your point, people just don't have the right amount of coverage. They think that they have a $200,000 policy and that's, that's good. But you make $90,000 a year. How's a $200,000 policy going to, help your family if you die? It's not.
Yeah. No, it's that's just want to throw that example out there.
No, but it's a very good example. And the same thing holds true, Mike, and I know we've spoken about it in the disability insurance arena. People are woefully underinsured for disability.
Well, I think when it comes to disability, you should just ask yourself this question. If I became disabled immediately, how would I pay my bills?
A lot of people are under the misconception that they're going to, that their employer will still pay them.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe your employer does have some sort of a disability plan in place, but in many instances, it's not, the plan that they'll have in place is not adequate, you know, and you need to get, you know, supplemental coverage out there. And it's not like it's extremely expensive to get.
No.
You know, it's just something that people need to take a look at and be sure that they have the appropriate coverage for. And then, Mike, the estate planning, you know, and the documents and, you know, and all that stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, we had a long-term dear client of ours pass away this week. And, you know, it's just that it happens. It's just the way it is. And she was, listen, she had a good run, right? She was in her 90s and, you know, it wasn't a shock to anybody that she passed away. But it's always sad nonetheless.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, also this week I had a conversation with a family, the children, and, you know, mom's taken ill. And one of the things we went over, they wanted to review with me the important documents or the beneficiaries up to speed. We talked about the power of attorney. We talked about medical directives. This was a conversation we had to make sure everything's in place. Now, we're not certainly at that point yet, but we want to make sure that things are up to speed. And, you know, it's important.
It really, really is, you know, important. So what else have we've been up to? I was working with somebody this week and we're just, you know, just going over their overall circumstance, and it was a business owner. And, you know, what we started to talk about to the business owner was taking a look at your retirement plan that you have in place right now. How is it? Is it cost effective for you? Is it beneficial for the employees? And then we started talking about the medical insurance because, listen, medical insurance is really expensive. And there's a lot of companies out there, Mike, who have medical insurance. They don't really have somebody helping them with it. They just accept the annual renewal when it comes through the door every year. And it just is. And one of the things that we do is we work in the medical insurance field for businesses out there. So if you're listening right now and you've got a medical plan and it hasn't been appropriately shopped, or you're not sure if it's been shopped, or you're not dealing with, you don't have somebody helping you with that, please don't be afraid to reach out to us on that either. We've got, you know, we do. And one of the things that we do, Mike, on the show here is we always seem to talk about just personal planning. We never spend time talking about planning, a significant amount of time talking planning for the business owner.
No, you're right, Doug. And, you know, the medical insurance, you know, as we know, for the business owner, that is a tremendous expense every year. And you know, there's that's certainly something that needs to be looked at. Can we save some bucks?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a must. And, you know, the thing about when you're working with the business owner, Doug, and you get into insurances and stuff like that, if you can find the better way to do it, all those dollars fall right to your bottom line.
Correct.
And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting there as a business owner and you're saying, I make X a year after expenses to the bottom line, well, whatever you can improve by just making some subtle changes falls right to that bottom line.
It absolutely does, you know, and that's just, you know, that's money in your pocket. And listen, there's a lot of business owners right now who are feeling the squeeze of, you know, making money. Their cost of goods, their cost of labor, everything's gone up. So, you know, it's something they've got to pay attention to, these kinds of things out there. And, you know, we certainly have the, you know, the resources and, you know, the availability to help people out in that.
Sure do.
What else you been up to?
You know, Doug, also this week, sitting down with somebody and working on some, you know, again, retirement planning and verifying income, you know. And you know, it's one of these cases where they're saying, I don't know, I may be going sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure. And that's very common, right? I mean, we sit down with folks and they'll say, I'm not really sure. And they'll always want to check in with us or make sure that, am I there? Am I okay? Can I do this? You know, almost, I like to say, measure three times before you cut.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Takes place. And they just want to go through the whole reiteration of, okay, when I retire, where's my income coming from? Oh, I'm going to get this off of that. Oh, I'm going to do that. You know, what about my current 401k at work? What's going to happen with that? So just basically dotting I's and crossing T's, you know, on another retirement plan. And to kind of go back to what we were talking about earlier in the show, hybrid type of plan.
Sure.
Okay. And showing people, okay, but I'll be getting an income like this, and this is going to be all my income coming in. But what if I need something? Well, here, that's the monies that are over here. That's your pots over here in case something, you know, I always like to say the hot water tank, the roof, the vacation, you know, go to money if you want.
Yeah. You know what else, Mike, is that we've been up to lately, folks, is that interest rates have gone up. And, you know, the banks, to me, don't feel like they're raising their interest rates as quickly as they ought to be. And the interest rates have gone up, and there's been some, you know, there's some other guaranteed, you know, rates of return that are out there that are the best that they've been in a long time. And we've done over the last couple of weeks, we've helped a lot of people out with just money that they have sitting in the bank. They don't want any, you know, any market risk related to it. They just want a nice guaranteed interest rate on it. And there's opportunities out there now for, you know, people to get some of the best interest rates we've seen in years.
Yeah. And I think we're in one of those spots right now, Doug, that rates have gone up. Some of the investment vehicles that we're using have gone up. And a lot of times I find the bank kind of lags because there's a profit spread there for the bank, right?
Correct.
What they pay out versus what they charge. And as long as they can keep that down without deposits running out the door, they're in a sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, though. We're seeing on our end some of the stuff that we're using, we're seeing some very, very nice interest rates.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been helping, you know, some people out with, you know, some people with, you know, $30,000 and, you know, some with $70,000, a couple with several hundred thousand, you know, just getting for, you know, a period of time a better guaranteed interest rate, no market fluctuation, no sweating involved, you know, with it. So there's opportunities and there's vehicles out there for people if they want to take a look and, you know, at least open up their eyes and see, you know, what's going on out there.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug, it's one of those periods of time now with the market and all the turbulence and volatility going on, you know, people are in that mindset to think a little bit that way.
Well, listen, it's been a long time since we've been able to get interest rate, you know, good interest rate products for people. It's been a long, long time. You know, and they're still not historically great.
Yeah, it's kind of right. That's a great point they brought up because I can remember back now over before rates really moved up, people saying to me, "Hey, Mike, you got anything? Hey, Mike, you got
right.
You know, nothing special." You know,
right? We could back in the day, we could go and people were like, "What can you get for CDs for us?" Yeah. And we would go into the bank, you know, go into our resources and, you know, shop banks, you know, all throughout the United States and look for, you know, CD rates that were out there, and they, you know. Back in the day, they were pretty good, but we're not in the day anymore. But, you know, what we do have today is, you know, pretty much opportunities out there that have been the best that they've been in a long time. So that's something that, you know, we can certainly help you guys out with and take a look and see what's going on there. So I want to remind you guys again, I know I've talked a lot about it and we're going to continue to because this is one of those periods of time when you kind of pick your head up out of the sand if you're a financial ostrich and you take a little look around and be like, all right, maybe I ought to address this. Maybe I ought to at least hear what they have to say about it. So pick up the phone and give a call. We've got offices in Parsippany, Clark, Martinsville, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. You know, we'll do it in your home if you'd like. We can do it virtually. Whatever you want is fine with us. You just got to pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give us a call, and let's schedule a time to get together and see, you know, see if we can help you and sit down and just review and talk. And worst case scenario is we tell you, hey, you're in great shape, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And then, you know, what was the worst thing that happened? We had a cup of coffee or a bottle of water together, right?
Yeah.
You know? All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, we hope we're bringing you some good value and talking about some things that you find of interest here, you know, this week. And you know, we really want to help you guys out and get you going in the right direction and accomplishing your goals and objectives, whatever they are for you. But I want to just tell you a little bit about, you know, what happens when you come in for a meeting with us, because I think it's important for people to understand that. And what goes down is that we're going to have a nice casual conversation about you. You know, you can ask us about us all you want to do, but the focus of the time that we spend together is a conversation about you. And in many instances, we are able, after we spend 45 minutes to an hour together, to give you some sort of idea, strategy that could help you improve your situation or accomplish your goals, and really, you know, end up with a transformational meeting that, you know, could potentially have a significant positive impact on your overall financial life.
Yeah, and that's real important to point out, Doug, and I think that it's a conversation. I think sometimes people overthink it.
Yes.
Literally, it's a conversation about you that gets us to these points.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people think it's, you know, what time is it? We got to tell me how to build the clock. It's no, we're truly asking you, what time is it? You
right.
Know what I'm saying? And that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. And if I may, also, Doug, about these meetings is right now we're going through such a environment. And I'm not talking about the market. It's what we just said. Interest rates are higher. You're able to attain higher interest rates on money. The market's volatile. Inflationary prices are sky high. Your income is not going as far as it was 6 months ago. We're really in a climate now that there's so many different things cooking and so many things that can be looked at. Let's have this conversation. You know what I'm saying, Doug? Come
yes.
on in. It's a casual conversation. And where do some of these things, if any, apply to you? And that's the important thing, Doug. It's what applies to you. And I just said, if any. Because if it doesn't apply, or if you're in a good spot, or you don't, that doesn't apply to you, so be it. I mean, we're not trying to put a round peg into a square hole.
Yeah, and you know, it's very often that there is a blind spot someplace.
Oh yeah.
You know, that we can help you with, and a lot of them are, you know, they're simple solutions, and that's one of the things that we try to do. We try to find simple solutions to complex problems. We don't want you to come in. We're not going to take a simple situation and make it seem complex. I know a lot of people do that because they want you to think like, oh man, they're really smart. And you know, I didn't understand a word he said, but it must've been really good because you know, that's not what we want to do at all. We try to make the solution simple and easy to understand for you. We'll use, you know, I'm a terrible artist, but I draw pictures all the time to try to reinforce my, you know, my points to you and get you to understand them in a way that is best for you and talk to you in your terminology. You know, if you come in and you spent a career as, I don't know, as a computer technician, right? We're going to find a way to explain our concept to you in your terminology so you get it. That's what we do. That's where true genius comes into play, is if we can take these complex situations and make them seem simple, the solution seems simple to you, because we explained it to you in terminology that you understood, we're doing our job. If we explain it to you in terminology that you have no idea what we're talking about, we're not doing our job.
Right, right. Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, I just want to say, Doug, that last week going through the whole, you know, variations of retirement strategies, we received a couple phone calls, people wanting to discuss.
A bunch.
And I think that's really, you know, that's a conversation. So much of it starts with a conversation with yourself, if you will. You have to ask yourself, what type of a plan do I have, or what type of plan am I planning for? What's going to happen to me when that day comes? And, or what's going on currently, like I just said right now, how does that apply? Does that apply to you? These are areas right now that we're finding in these crazy times, for lack of better words, that people are saying, now what? You know, what do I do? Where do I turn? How do I fix this?
Sure. I mean, you know, Mike, during the week, I didn't talk about this before, is that this was 2 weeks ago or so. You know, one of my clients is getting ready to retire. And because we had the strategy already in place, you know, when she called up, she's like, oh, is this market going to, you know, prevent me from retiring? And I'm like, no. Why would it, you know? No, we have a complete hybrid retirement strategy set up for you. We've got certain levels of guaranteed income coming through the door, be it pension, Social Security, or any other, you know, vehicle. And that's just fine. You don't have to sweat it. You're good to go. And the sense of relief that came from that conversation from her was fantastic.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, you know, we get those calls all the time. And I told you earlier this week, I'm going to go out see an existing client, and, you know, great person. And called up with this market, you know, am I going to be able to retire? And I'm like, you're fine. You know, your income's never missing a beat. We're still on, you know, a perfect stride. You don't have to worry. Yeah, but I'm getting close. I'm thinking time's coming. And I had to say, all right, when I see you in, you know, 2 weeks, you know, we'll go through this. But
you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yep. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed the show. If there's anything particular you'd like to hear us talk about in the future, please drop me an email, doug@wealthmanagegroup.com. As well as a reminder, we're always available for a complimentary consultation, no cost or obligation. Pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA.
Barbara, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.